This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. Looking into the world of the sugar baby and sugar daddy and maybe even sugar mamas coming up here. Captain Kickass has a story about being a sugar mama.
Being a sugar mama.
Not that you're a sugar mama.
That's right. I have a story about being a sugar mama.
By the way, Ian Johnson and Captain Kickass here. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's a pretty detailed piece over at Business Insider. But, Johnson, you started this with a story last hour about negotiating tactics, being the sugar baby, which is usually an attractive younger female who doesn't really want to work, so she uses her her good looks. Maybe she's got a good personality. Maybe not. I suppose that doesn't really matter that much to some of these sugar daddies.
Or maybe she is industrious just in this sort of a way.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. To me, it seems like a way to avoid doing something that's truly productive in life, but, right. You know.
It sounds like there may be some, like, project management skills involved, you know.
Hey, he might be producing something.
If you got it, use it. I mean.
Reproducing.
I mean, I can't knock it. If they're making a bunch of money giving services to guys, then good for them. But let's go on.
Also,
here.
What happens in that sugar baby arrangement? Well, I guess that would be like.
What's the question?
Well, I'm thinking like, okay, sugar baby arrangement, and she gets pregnant.
Ooh, that is a good question. I imagine the contract should cover something.
And
like
you
that.
Can't call that a sugar baby. What do you call that?
Yeah, what is that?
Exactly. Sugar offspring.
What are those? What are those candies? Those are sugar daddies.
There are sugar daddies and sugar babies, actually. Those are both.
Candies,
I believe they're
there's
the same manufacturer.
No sugar mama candy. I'm inventing a new candy.
There you go.
I'm
what would it be?
The sugar mama.
Tootsie Roll. I don't know.
Well, the sugar babies are relatively small, like eggs.
Right, yeah.
I'm thinking for a sugar mama, there should be two of them.
Two eggs?
No, two of them.
Oh, you know? I got gotcha. You.
And then, like, they should be filled with some sort of milk.
Milk on the inside?
You know, some sort of filling.
You may be onto something there. So if you want to comment, you can. You can join the discussion here. We're talking about what the initial meeting is apparently like. According to this freelance writer over at BusinessInsider.com, in a lot of cases, the very first, what they call meet and greet, actually doesn't include a payment. It may include a gift of some sort. She says some relationships are pay per meet, where the sugar daddy gives the payment on a per date basis, whereas others, they give an allowance on a set schedule, so every 2 weeks or every month. And she says many relationships start out as pay per meet, since it's less risky for the sugar daddy than setting up an allowance right away. Right, because how would you know if this girl is going to ever show up again somewhere? Right, you would want to create right. some sort of a trust or a relationship in order to do that. She says sugar daddies, experience daddies are the ones who don't pay sugar babies in money, just gifts like fine dining, hotel stays, and glamorous vacations. A, quote, Splenda daddy is a sugar daddy with a cheaper budget, and a salt daddy is just a jerk, especially if they're faking generosity just to get into your pants.
Nice.
And those are
what we call winners.
So, like, the Splenda daddy gives, like, the cubic zirconia jewelry?
I guess, right? Yeah.
If the salt daddy wins that arrangement and manages to get in the pants and doesn't pay for anything, well then
that's an assault daddy.
That's a little different. No. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Right. Sorry.
Salt daddy, not assault daddy. That's
ban assault daddies. Ban them all.
Although the term's a bit crass, she says sugar babies have to be wary of what the community calls a pump and dump. The common occurrence of a false sugar daddy not providing any allowance or PPM, pay per meet, getting intimate with a sugar baby, and ghosting. To avoid falling victim to one of these, you should never initiate any intimacy with a sugar daddy unless you've already received your sugar. Now,
it's very weird because, you know, we were talking about that situation where she gets pregnant, right? And if they were both using fake identities, right?
What do you do?
Ghosts. I mean, what happens then? Yikes.
Orphan.
Well, I mean, it's obviously the responsibility of the sugar baby to take whatever measures are necessary to prevent that from happening.
Yeah.
I mean, no birth control method is 100% effective except for, you know, tying off her tubes, basically. Mm-hmm. And I imagine there's some, you know, errors in that process
In most states, they won't do that for someone of that
age. That's true. IUDs are fairly effective from what I understand, but obviously the ladies know what their best bets are.
IEDs also?
ICBs?
What's an ICB?
Intercontinental ballistic missile?
Is that what you were saying?
It's actually the ghetto version of an Irish car bomb.
Is that a drink?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
ICB, Irish car bomb. Okay.
I was saying IED, improvised IED explosive device.
Right.
So the IED is the version of the Irish car bomb that you make not with Guinness, with some other beer, and not with Jameson, some other whiskey.
Right.
And not with Baileys Irish cream, some other Irish cream. That's the improvised explosive device, right?
Right.
She says, to get what I was looking for out of a sugar relationship, I had to become comfortable bringing it up with men. There are plenty of men on the site trying to get laid for free, so I learned to not assume they'd provide any financial compensation on their own. I would bring up the subject before the meet and greet. When I first began meeting men off the site, I was pretty timid about even mentioning an allowance, and regrettably realized they had no intention of sugaring me. Some people would say on their profiles that they, quote, don't want anything transactional, unquote, usually meaning they don't want to pay for sex or dating. In fact, the word transactional in a profile is pretty much a red flag that sugar babies should avoid at all costs. She says, there are no age limits for sugar babies and sugar daddies. It's common for a sugar daddy to be significantly older than the sugar baby. And in many cases, he's married. Having an extramarital sugar baby requires some level of discretion. Being recognized in public could cause either of you personal or professional distress, not to mention it could lower your sugaring prospects. Personally, I didn't have a problem dating sugar daddies who were married. After all, they were the ones who contacted me, and if they're willing to go through the effort of messaging me and agreeing on an arrangement, they'd be willing to do it for someone else. So she's totally willing to be a homewrecker for, you know, the right amount of money. It's important, she says, to be on the same page about how much of a time commitment you want in your sugaring relationship. Some sugar daddies want to meet several times a week, while others prefer once a month. I find myself liking the attention of men who enjoy hearing from me throughout the week, but don't need my attention all day, every day. I certainly can enjoy the company of an older man and don't have qualms about being seen in public with a sugar daddy. It's a decision every person needs to make for themselves. And so she says there are scams that the sugar daddies try to run that you need to be aware of. And on top of setting up a Google Voice number, there are several other safety precautions I had to take as I got deeper into the sugaring lifestyle. For one, it's always good to let people know where you are when you're meeting strangers from the Internet. I tell all my dates that I have a friend. Because, yeah, I mean, eventually you're going to go home with the guy. Right.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I tell all my dates that I have a friend I need to check in with on first dates.
I haven't seen Jen since last Tuesday.
And I have never had a negative response to this. Everyone agrees, safety first. I was also very careful when accepting Uber rides or Venmo transactions early in our relationships. Giving away your address or regular Venmo handle is giving away free information. In an age where our phone apps hold so much personal info, being in control of the flow of your personal information is vital. When I made my first profile, I got an initial flood of messages from men. Quote, how did they even find me? I wondered. The answer is that scammers prey on new accounts. I learned to hold the excitement for a bit, and I got comfortable recognizing and weeding out the scammy copy-paste introductions. Additionally, I quickly realized that anyone who asks you for your bank information to send you money before you've met is a scammer. A common scam involves sending them a check or MoneyGram in excess of your allowance and asking you to purchase a gift card.
Oh,
with
that's,
the excess.
Yeah, that's the old email scam, too, right? Where they send you a check that's more, you know, and then you
and then
send them
bounces.
The difference or whatever, and then it bounces, and yeah.
This scam works on naive sugar babies who think they've received a large gift when in reality they've cashed in on money their bank will eventually find is fake while the scammer walks away with a free gift card. Even after the meeting, there are plenty of better methods to send you your allowance. No one needs your personal information to wire your bank as if it's in the 1990s. And the eternal truth stands, cash is king. She doesn't mention crypto.
I was going to say, like, isn't crypto just the perfect solution for this particular industry? And I'm constantly surprised.
Monero, especially, right?
We know that the porn industry is what made the internet go.
Yes, absolutely.
It was when the porn industry adopted, you know, all of the things that the advertisement model and all that, that's what made the internet go.
We got more coming up. Hold that thought. Yeah. We'll continue. 855-450, free like freedom. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Ever wanted to hook up with an attractive woman but you couldn't because you were already in a monogamous relationship? Ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office when you would rather have done something else? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. The lady writing this story, a Business Insider, a professional freelance writer, says she was tired of dating guys in the city. It just wasn't working out for her. It's been a big disappointment overall, so why not just become a sugar baby and get paid to go out on dates with guys and then only go out on the ones, you know, find a good group of them that are willing to keep giving you money over time, and you don't even have to meet new ones, I guess, in that case. So we're talking about kind of what she describes as the lifestyle of being a sugar baby.
Well, and we were talking about, or you were reading about, like, tips on, like, you know, conceal your identity and, you know, avoid giving away your real Venmo handle and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I think the point I was trying to make before we went to a break was, you know, crypto seems like a perfect solution for this. And then, you know, I was relating it to how the internet sort of, or porn, right, the adult entertainment industry made the internet go. And I think cryptocurrency has a real potential to have that same effect, right? Like once we'll call it the broader adult entertainment industry, which I think that this story and everything we've been talking about tonight with the sugar mamas, babies, and daddies, mm-hmm. you know, all applies. And I think cryptocurrency is a perfect solution for that, right? You're talking about Monero, right? With the
secret currency,
the anonymous, mm-hmm. You know, transactions, or even like regular cryptos that are
pseudonymous, and then according to the government, you're not paying anything. You're only trading property.
Right. Yeah. So it
depends on which government you're talking about.
Right. But it's just gift giving, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that's the sugar here. Have some Bitcoin, right?
Well, and all of this stuff is off the books. I mean, this isn't a real paid business relationship. It's, I mean, as far as you're not 1099-ing these
right.
people. It's,
yeah.
And we don't hear about sting operations going on in this particular area. We did. I mean, Cody Wilson got busted, but that's because he had sex with somebody who was under the legal age of consent right. in Texas.
Well, and he also, you know, created what he created. So, I mean, I think there's a big target on somebody like that. You know, they can look for something.
And they found it.
Al Capone tax evasion. Like, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Right.
And whether they set him up or not is a whole other question. I don't think they did. I think he went and he met with this girl, and then she...
Well, she lied, if I remember the story.
She lied about her age.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. as far as he knew, it was legit, but...
Right. And it wasn't, you know, until she ended up going to her therapist, she then told her therapist about it, and the therapist reported it to the cops.
This actually adds a whole new element to the Cody Wilson story here.
What do you mean?
Well, we just learned tonight that they all keep their identities secret, so you're not looking at a girl's driver's license.
No, definitely not. Yeah, good point.
And you would...
So you couldn't have checked her.
Kind of need to, right?
If you want to be safe about things,
absolutely.
So, I mean, plenty of young ladies look old enough.
Well, so to protect yourself as a dude, you're going to have to go for the older ladies.
I guess.
Which is not common with the sugar babies.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Look at if you look at Tinder, almost everybody that says, I want to be a sugar baby is probably under the age of 20.
Yeah.
Or 22
yeah.
at most.
Yeah, so this brings a whole new element to the Cody Wilson story, if you think about it. Because
that's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what happens? No, I'm not showing you my identification.
I assume he did not transact in cryptocurrency.
No, it was cash,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
So. $500 cash after an evening of sexual encounters in a hotel.
Yeah, now if that would have been crypto, I wonder if that changes things. Because
so anybody who says, like, well, he should have checked her ID, well, then
it wouldn't have worked.
An idiot. You don't know how this works.
Yeah, that's a great point.
I mean, unless she's carrying a fake ID... Right.
Well, I think that would have changed the court case a little bit.
Yeah. It would have possibly opened her to a criminal charge of having a fake ID.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that
because
bars that get busted for serving underage, and they go, well, they showed us a fake ID, the bars still get busted.
It's still liable.
Yeah.
Right. And the same thing's true with underage sex, at least according to the story we were reading about Texas, is it's not what they call an affirmative defense. It is not an affirmative defense to say, oh, I had information that led me to believe that this person was of a legal age. So you thought she was. Maybe she showed you a fake ID. Apparently, you have to know how to spot a fake ID.
I mean, I feel like, of course I feel like this, but I feel like if a bar is held liable, like, okay, you hold the bar liable for still, right? the way it should work, in my opinion, is if you know, somebody shows a fake ID and then the bar is held liable for serving someone who's underage, and then they do whatever they do to the bar to punish the bar, and then the bar should be able to then take the state to court for a miscarriage of justice. And then the bar should be able to get whatever money back because the state then miscarried justice in that case. I mean, I honestly don't feel like that's the ideal situation. It should just drop all this nonsense altogether.
Sure.
But, you know.
In my experience, the bar, you know, does suffer some penalty, but the biggest one is, of course, the revocation of the liquor license.
Yeah, your business is over.
You know, I mean, we all know licensing is when they take the right away from you and sell it back to you for a price. But, like, you know, and then what they'll do is they'll turn around and sell that license to some other, you know, aspiring bar owner to open another bar in that same place or, you know, that type of thing. So
a little bit more here. There's not much left in this piece over at Business Insider. And then we can talk about Sugar Mamas.
Ooh.
You've got a piece about that, Captain. But so she says, this is again, a sugar baby. She's been in it for like 6 months, kind of regaling us with her experiences and what she's learned. She says lots of sugar babies shudder at the idea of considering what they do as sex work. She says, I think of sugaring as an enjoyable deviance with a financial benefit, and while I don't consider it sex work, I understand why some might. She says, when opening up yourself to fringe dating of any sort, you'll attract men with varying goals. Some men on seeking arrangement are looking to spend $200 for a quick romp. Other men will want to provide a monthly allowance and business insight for their dates, have an intimate relationship, and even consider marriage down the line. She says, I find myself somewhere in the middle. Yeah, that's weird.
Wow.
Huh?
Sugar marriage?
That's
weird.
Would it continue to be an arrangement after the marriage? Would there be a prenup with all the contractual elements?
Right. I mean, do you graduate into trophy wife at that point?
Maybe so.
You know?
Yeah. You then become exclusive, or do you still get to go ahead and have some other clients?
What's Trump's wife's name?
Ivanka? Oh, no, that's his daughter.
Melania. What?
I find myself, she says, somewhere in the middle. I don't enjoy one-night stands, and I definitely enjoy indulging in a relationship, but I wouldn't consider something permanent with any of the men I've been on sugar dates with. Some sugar babies will ask about platonic arrangements, being turned off by the idea of intimacy with a sugar daddy. I mean, hey, who doesn't want to make a bunch of money without getting, make money without having to give it up? She says, not surprisingly, most sugar daddies won't see the value in financially providing for a sugar baby without any intimacy. That said, she says, I've actually met two so far, but not because I went in looking for that arrangement. In one case, the man had some qualms about being intimate, so he paid me for an afternoon of tea and board games, and we had a lovely afternoon just not being lonely. She says, you don't find those situations, they find you. Often on forums where sugaring is discussed, it's very common for newer sugar babies to ask for advice from the communities. One of the most popular repeated posts are men looking for sugar mamas. The overwhelming response is women don't need to pay for sex, and therefore sugar mamas are next to impossible to find. That's not to say they don't exist, but they are the exception and not the rule. And I think that will lead us right into your piece here. Is yours about being a sugar mama or finding one?
Sorry to burst your bubble. I was never a sugar mama. So I don't have a story about being a sugar mom.
All right, more on the way here. But not your story. Whatever you got here coming up. It's not you that wrote it. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped with a small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's already September 11th in Afghanistan, and there's been a bombing near the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. Apparently, National Security Advisor John Bolton opposed those talks, and apparently, that's why he was fired by the president.
The president's entitled to the staff that he wants.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo refused to discuss exactly what precipitated Bolton's departure. But he did acknowledge
there were many times Ambassador Bolton and I disagreed, that's to be sure.
And he downplayed the significance of any individual's departure to U.S. foreign policies. But Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, questions the abrupt changes at the White House.
They might make for great television, and they might work well on a TV show where your signature line is "you're fired." Doesn't make for predictable or steady management.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We've been deep into conversation here about
say the least
about sugar babies and sugar daddies, but we're going in a different direction. We're going to talk about sugar mamas.
Yo mama
coming up here. Well, maybe not yo mama. Well,
somebody,
but for the right price, it could be yo mama. Well, that's what we're getting into here. But first,
the right price, you could be deep in something else.
That's right. I want you to know about Balance of Nature, where you know a lot of people are taking control of their own health. They want to make sure to avoid the pain of getting sick, the loss of time at work, and possibly even costly medical bills. Good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great. And eating right all the time, of course, can be a challenge, especially if you're traveling and working a lot. It can get in the way. And you might not have the desire or time to shop and cook the right foods. Well, Balance of Nature has a solution for you. With just three of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their vegetable capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. Some people are reporting after taking Balance of Nature that their skin looks better, bags under their eyes go away, an increase in energy, body pain reduced or goes away, getting sick less or not at all. Of course, your mileage may vary, but go online and you can become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge, an additional set of fruits and veggies. So if you want to take advantage of this, it is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use discount code FTL to get that deal. That's balanceofnature.com with code FTL. We just basically finished up a pretty lengthy piece about being a sugar baby. And she says, finally, in her final paragraph here, sugaring becomes more mainstream. This is from BusinessInsider.com. The potential to have your time wasted by a Splenda daddy or a scammer increases. Becoming a sugar baby requires a great deal of patience and willingness to go on bad dates before you finally find someone you want to pursue a relationship with. And by that, she means take money from. But it can also be incredibly rewarding and a great deal of fun. I've taken multiple flights, received a wide range of allowances and gifts, and met some very interesting people during my short time as a sugar baby. She only did it for 6 months before she wrote this article. She says the lifestyle may not be for everyone, but it works for me. Now, is it fulfilling in the same way that a good relationship with somebody who you really, you know, you've got a similar vibration with, that, you know, you get along with great, that you actually want to be around without them having to pay you to be around? I mean, it seems shallow, doesn't it?
It's hard to tell because everybody's an individual, everybody's right. Unique, everybody's got their own, you know, goals and turn-ons and turn-offs and that kind of a thing. So, for me personally, I would not engage in this activity even if I was incredibly wealthy, which I'm not.
But would you be a sugar baby for $10,000 a month?
I have frequently joked about needing a sugar mama, so that is definitely on the table, although, you know, you can see anybody who's watching on, Twitch or DLive, you can see I got the gray in the beard. So, generally speaking, at least according to this article from BallerAlert.com, sugar mamas generally are looking for the younger men.
Okay, right.
But they did post...
I believe sugar daddies also looking for younger men if they are
indeed
looking for, for men. That type of...
But they did post an article called How to Snag a Sugar Mama, and, you know, it briefly says...
Well, they're out there. I mean, just before you get into it, one of our former co-hosts, Vin Armani, who sadly had to move out of New Hampshire for some amount of time. He had a kid and they needed to go back. But he was a professional male escort. And the first question I asked him was, of course, well, did you have any female clients?
Right.
Because the sort of the typical view is it's always men who are hiring escorts. And so I expected he was like, you know, it was gay men that were hiring him.
Right.
But no, every client of his was a woman.
That's interesting.
You know, a successful, somewhat older, generally, woman. Yeah. 40s, 50s, probably a little older than
that. Got a little bit of money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And maybe their husband died, or who knows what the story is.
Yeah.
So go ahead with the piece.
From
Baller Alert?
From BallerAlert.com. Yeah, I've never heard of it before myself, but women can be ballers too, and since we have an increasing number of male members joining Baller Alert, it's only right we assist them with snagging a baller too. So what are women looking for when they're in search of a male companion to take care of? Well, here are a few things to keep in mind. Hang where Stella hangs. Sugar mamas are born when women feel that they are out of options and time is running out. They're usually older women. We talked about that.
Right. Because men are going to die, right? Like, if you're in a relationship, you're likely, if you're the woman and your age range is even close to the same, you're still probably going to outlive the man. And a lot of women, get together with an older man in general anyway because it's more financially secure. So it's almost guaranteed he's going to die first.
Yeah.
A decade or two before you.
They're usually older women who have devoted their entire lives to their career or to the point that they're in their 50s, wealthy, and lonely. Where do you find women like these? Mm-hmm. Certain vacation spots and resorts are breeding grounds for these type of women. Also, look for them at happy hours and, believe it or not, male strip clubs with their coworkers.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess. As with sugar daddies, there are also a few online dating sites to find a sugar mama. So I guess there are websites that cater to this. Offer companionship. A sugar mama wants companionship, much like a sugar daddy does. She wants someone who will listen to her complain about work, rub her feet, make her feel like a queen. She wants the entire relationship without the time-consuming courting. Jump right in, tell her she's beautiful, offer to cook her dinner,
do all of
there
these things.
There are guys who do this in Nigeria, by the way. I was joking earlier when we were talking about, you know, hiring some Nigerians. Again, this was off the air, I think, but we were joking about, you know, hiring Nigerians to act as though they're sugar baby females online to try to bilk desperate men out of money.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
And that's actually what happens to older women on the internet is these men, and again, maybe it's not just Nigeria, but people in other countries
right.
who are,
it's
you know,
the old Nigerian prince scam.
Well, except it's not the prince scam. It's them pretending to be something they're not. Or in some cases, actually not pretending to be, like actually saying, I'm in Africa and you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting.
Huh.
I did an interview with, there's the gentleman who, Bruce, the guy from Ravencoin. I'm spacing on his last name right now, but he's like the founder of Ravencoin. He puts the event on, the cryptocurrency conference every okay. year here in New Hampshire. And his mother is like 80 years old, and she's this super sharp old lady. She's yeah. not what you think of when you think of an elderly person as far as easily taken advantage of. And she says that when she signed up for Facebook, she joined Facebook for the purpose of connecting with her family members, so like grandchildren or whatever, right? Because that's where they all are, and so that's what she did. That was her only reason for going there. And within a relatively short time frame, like pretty much immediately, as soon as she was searchable or whatever, she started getting messages from men in Africa.
Huh.
And it was this stuff where they were like, oh, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. I love you. And, like, really trying to kind of work her into getting into one of these relationships
right.
where the man in Africa always has some story about why they need money because they're in Africa, times are tough, they're trying to go to school, they're trying to move out of the country or you know, come to see her or whatever. And, of course, they never actually end up coming over, but there's always new reasons to pay up. And she was like, she couldn't understand how people could fall for it because she knew
right
from the get-go that it was a scam. And so she didn't fall for it at all. But what was interesting was after she rejected these guys enough times, they came back with a different scam. So the secondary approach, after they realized just being a guy in Africa wasn't going to cut it, who thought she was beautiful, the next one was a U.S. military man with like complete
right.
with a blurry photo. So you couldn't really see the insignia
right.
or the logo or whatever. Like it was probably she thought it was the same people who had another.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she almost fell for it because, you know, oh, the military, you know, oh, we love our military is kind of the attitude mm-hmm. a lot of older folks have.
Yeah.
And then she realized, oh, this is also a scam. So I just thought that was kind of an interesting
That sounds
sign.
A lot like, you know, not to get too far away from the article, but, you know, if you're older than the internet, like I am,
mm-hmm.
You know, I remember seeing stories on television 2020, you know, 60 Minutes, stuff like that, about like a guy who would sweet talk some gal, marry her, and then drain the bank account and ghost.
Yeah.
And then he'd surface in some other state, married again, right?
Doing the same thing.
Doing the same thing. And that was kind of their MO. That's
yeah.
just what they did.
So that's the thing. A lot of these older women do want that attention, and they are willing to shell out big money in order to get it. So we'll talk more about finding a sugar mama coming up here in moments. 855-450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live dial toll free. You can get on the air here if you want. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, whatever it is that you do, you know, maybe you're a professional baby or whatever, sugar baby,
sugar mama, sugar daddy.
Go to liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force, that is. If you are not, then you don't belong at liberty.menu. But if you are a liberty-minded person, if you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then get over to liberty.menu where you can list the things that you do there, like your business or an event that you want to promote, or maybe you've got a digital content that you create and you want to share. You can list all that stuff, and it's totally free to do it over at liberty.menu where you can put your voluntarist ideas into action. You can also use code FTL and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Of course, listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social networking site as well, or an aspect to it. Go to liberty.menu, and as I said, it is completely free. So Ian Johnson and Captain Kickass here in the studio tonight. Captain, you are sharing with us a story about how to find a sugar mama, because all the news is about, you know, I went and I Googled sugar babies, daddies. I mean, there's a ton of news about this stuff nowadays.
Now we've just educated people on how to do all the negotiations.
We did. You know. This has really been a how-to here tonight. And, on, you know, we may have launched new careers first tonight here on Free Talk Live.
And to that point, this article is really like how to land and sustain a sugar mama.
Well, that's the hardest part of this, right, is to, I mean, beyond the dating and the whatever difficulties you might have in that process and trying to hide your identity, as the lady was talking about earlier in her story, is finding the client, is finding the person who's willing to enter into this particular relationship. It's going to be a little harder to find a sugar mama. They're not advertising it on their, probably on their dating profiles, would be my guess. Then again, I don't look at women in their 50s, and so maybe they are. I don't know. But I suspect they're not saying, I'm willing to be a sugar mama on their profiles.
No, I mean, they do mention that there are a couple of websites that, you know,
that actually have sugar mama listings. So that's one thing. But they were talking about going to male strip clubs.
Yeah, to recap, it says, you know, hang where Stella hangs. So strip clubs, you know,
vacation
go to happy
spots.
Hours, vacation spots.
It's going to be a little weird going to a male strip club and trying to pretend like you're not a gay guy that's, you know, hanging out at a strip club.
To digress a little bit, I was told by a friend of mine that, like, you know, if you're, you know, an average or above average looking dude, how you judge that, I don't know. But, like, if you just, if you're confident.
There used to be a website, Rate My Hot or something
and,
like that.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, if you just want to get laid, just show up to, you know, like a male strip club when, like, it's about to let out. And just sort of hang out in front.
Ooh,
because,
yeah.
You know, they get,
all riled up.
Get them all riled up. And then, you know, you're just right for the picking, you know, so to speak. So.
And then you're like, hey, do you need a ride home? Something like that.
I mean, to that extent, this has been a bit of a public service message to any of our, you know, male listeners that might be interested in, you know, obtaining some sort of a sugar mama. So, you know, I'll go on. You know, offer companionship. We talked about that. Don't say no. Sugar mamas likely have kids. Their kids say no. They hear no at work, maybe even hearing no from their husbands. Hmm. They don't want to hear no from the man they're funding. Always be open to give your sugar mama the yes she deserves. Happy sugar mama, happy life.
Well, right. I mean, that's true. Women in relationships in general.
Indeed.
A lady ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Amp up the sex appeal. Listen, older women are filthy horn dogs! Exclamation mark.
By the way, this is BallerAlert.com.
BallerAlert.com, yeah. A lot of women reach their sexual peak around 35 to 45 years of age.
Uh-huh.
9 times out of 10, a sugar mama cougar is either not being satisfied by her husband or is single and sexually frustrated.
Hmm.
Fellas, give her the sexy she's been lacking in her life. Amp up the sex appeal. Try new things. Prove those rumors of younger men and their stamina to be true. need her help. The reason sugar mama and daddies exist is because there is a need for their finances.
Now, wait, just before you go on, was there a different term used for the male sugar? Is it like sugar boy or sugar? Is it also sugar baby for the male version of the?
That's a good question.
Is there a different term for the male version of that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
If only there was a way we could look that up.
Yeah. There might be.
But I digress.
Yeah.
The reason sugar mamas and daddies exist is because there is a need for their finances. Your sugar mama wants to know that you need her just as much as she needs you. So casually mention that you're in school or that your parents cut you off. Her nurturing nature will make her want to fill that void as the mother, and before you know it, she'll be taking care of you.
Well, hopefully you aren't telling lies in order to take advantage of...
There's nothing wrong with a little fantasy here, right?
You know, it could be.
They did say amp up the sex appeal, right? So, you know...
Lie to me! It might be. That may be what they want.
And finally, to your point, Ian, keep it real. Simply put, if you are with a woman who is interested in a long-term relationship, don't try to make her your sugar mama. Let it be known what you're looking for, and don't waste her time.
Hmm.
So those are the keys from
BallerAlert.com. And, you know, this is just one of those topics where there is a ton of stuff online about this. I mean, we could go on and on and on, but I think we've covered the bases here pretty effectively. Johnson, thanks for bringing this one to the table.
Not a problem.
Are you considering a career change?
No.
I think we created 3 or 4 different businesses tonight, so, you know, in our minds.
So we were looking up the term baller just because, you know, we weren't really sure what it meant. For our listeners who might have been curious, it is someone who's, according to Urban Dictionary, which is always the go-to website for slang terms these days.
Slanguage.
Someone who started out on from the bottom and with nothing and now have made it to the top. The definition, too, is a thug that has made it to the big time, originally referred to ball players that made it out of the streets to make millions as a pro ball player, but is now used to describe any thug that is living large. So, you know, I wish this was a topic that we could get more input on from the listeners, but luckily we did have plenty of internet stuff to hear about.
I have a brief topic to bring up because
about underwear?
We're running short on time, but I want to mention, I want to know if you guys have heard of. So, you know, I've been playing with the Rubik's Cube. Well, no.
It's not obvious to the radio listeners.
No. The reason why I'm holding it up is because it's been something I've been doing if you've been watching the cam or whatever. But the whole reason why I picked up this cube is because last Sunday I went over to our local Walmart to pick up a copy of Monopoly. From millennials. I don't know if you guys heard.
Yeah, we talked about it last year. Sure. It was a huge news item, and
because
it got really
expensive.
And, what happened was the news got out about it, and there was a tremendous amount of coverage. Sold out, and it was selling for like hundreds of dollars on eBay, which is the same way that Monopoly Socialism is doing right now. So
they've got me because I want to get a copy of Monopoly Socialism.
Right.
And now they've released another one. Another one today. This is the one I was going to ask if you guys have heard of. Now there's Ms. Monopoly.
Oh, I saw
that. The only version of Monopoly where women make more than men.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now, are they making
fun? They're just trolling people. It's amazing.
But wait, are they actually making fun of the whole, like, sex equality thing in this one?
No. I imagine they must be.
First of all,
they're just trolls right now.
Wouldn't the Monopoly Socialism edition just have no money? That's what you end up with. Right?
I still haven't. I actually, despite the fact that we talked about it, I have not actually watched the how to play the socialism Monopoly. But they have a couple of videos out there that are like that, so you can learn all about that if that's what you want to do. So what I want to know is Ms. Monopoly? Yeah. See, Fox Business is saying it's celebrating women. So all the headlines about Monopoly Socialism and Monopoly Millennials were all about how mad people were about those games. So I don't know if they are...
I have to give credit.
I don't know if this is satire on this particular one.
Is Milton Bradley still the manufacturer?
No, they got bought by, I think it was Parker Brothers.
Whoever is manufacturing
it. And then Hasbro bought Parker Brothers, so it's Hasbro now.
More to the point, marketing Monopoly. These versions of Monopoly are great, right? They got a Star Wars version.
Oh, they got a zillion of those.
It's brilliant marketing. How would voluntarist Monopoly work?
I don't know.
There just is no Monopoly. Right? I mean, there can't be.
Several changes have been made.
They would just rename the game. Competition.
Several changes have been made to the iconic... This is for Ms. Monopoly, okay? Several changes have been made to the iconic board game. Some properties within the game have been replaced by groundbreaking women's inventions, and instead of building houses, players build business headquarters. Alterations have also been made to the game's in-game payment structure. The toy maker also addresses real-world concerns over wage disparities between men and women by disadvantaging male players in the game, saying, quote, Ms. Monopoly is the first ever game where women make more than men, unquote. Hasbro's senior director for global brand strategy and marketing says the company hopes to, quote, recognize and celebrate the many contributions women have made to our society and continue to make on a daily basis. So it doesn't sound like it's a satirical version at all, unless it hasn't actually been released yet, and no one's actually seen the product, and it turns out to really be just cooking them.
I wish we could get a copy and pick it apart on air.
Well, I hope you have fun with a millennial one, because I'm curious to hear if you like it or not. Sure. I'm curious if it's actually a good game.
Right.
They've changed a lot of the rules in it. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more, this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now as I speak by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDark Bags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.